Coffee growing came to Hawaii almost 200 years ago with the planting of beans from Brazil in Oahu's Manoa Valley. From the beginning, growers saw that the islands provided the right mixture of soil, elevation, and climate that made for ideal growing conditions, and they've been refining their craft ever since. Hawaii today has dozens of distinct regional varieties of coffee, each with a distinctive signature. Maui today is one of 8 growing districts in the islands, and the Maui Coffee Association is presenting its 9th annual Seed to Cup Coffee Festival Saturday. David Gridley is one of its organizers, and he's on the line. Good morning, David.
Oh, good morning, Chris.
It amazes me how much there is to be known about coffee growing just in general.
Yeah, it's a pretty involved process. A lot of people don't realize how many hands touch a coffee bean before it comes into the cup.
What all is involved from seed to cup?
Well, you know, depending on what kind of tree you've got, where it's planted, how you've nurtured it, taken care of it. Coffee's typically like higher elevation, shade-grown areas.
Mm-hmm.
But then after you harvest the coffee, it's a pretty involved process because it doesn't ripen all at the same time, and you have to go through several pickings. Then you have to process it, you have to pulp it, you have to get to the green coffee bean, which is on the inside, and then you have to dry it. Then you have to dry mill it, takes a little dry skin off of it. Then you have to roast it, and then that brings out a lot of the flavors in the coffee, and depending on how it's roasted, that can impact the coffee flavor quite a bit. And then, of course, you have to brew it properly, and what kind of water's involved, and how it's ground, and whether it's a cold process or a hot process, and all of these factors enter into the taste of the coffee.
And, yeah, exactly. At any number of places along, a difference of a decision you might make would change the ultimate flavor, right?
That's correct, yeah. And sometimes dramatically.
In terms of soil, for example, Hawaii provides pretty good soil at the elevations at which coffee is grown. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. It does really well in volcanic soils. The areas in Hawaii are really prime coffee-growing areas and has been exampled by, you know, all of the different coffees that are grown here. And the fact that they're all, you know, some really good coffees, but there's a lot of variation, too. The coffees grown in different districts and different climates will have different flavor characteristics.
Well, Hawaii's famous for its variety of climates that it provides, right?
Right.
In general, though, you get sufficient water in each of the growing districts, I would think.
Yes, that's true. But we have a variety of districts that different coffees do better. You know, like on Maui, there's probably about 45 different farms. One major commercial farm that's at a little lower elevation that's mechanically harvested. And then a lot of smaller farms up in the slopes of Haleakala that's all hand harvested.
And in each of them, there's going to be variations based on a lot of those other choices that you describe, starting with choice of a seed, right?
That's correct, yeah. There's lots of different coffee varietals in the families, and each one of those, you know, has certain flavor characteristics. But then how they've been cared for and whether it's getting full sun or whether it has its shade grown, how the coffee's processed, all those things can impact the flavor, too.
Well, because you're a grower yourself, you've made some of these choices, right?
Well, actually, I'm a roaster, but I work with a lot of the coffee growers in the Maui Coffee Association.
Uh-huh.
And I work with the Hawaii Coffee Association, too, in sponsoring the annual statewide seed to cup, the annual cupping competition that we have statewide. And all the different growing districts have little different characteristics, a little different flavor.
Cupping being evaluating the flavor?
Right. Yeah, just like wine tasting, coffees are tasted for their body and their aroma and their acidity, and they're judged by their overall balance.
Balance of what?
Well, you know, every coffee has acidity to it. Every coffee has distinct levels of body and aroma, but the they come in different accentuations. You know, some will be really strong-bodied coffee. Some will be a lot more flowery. Some will have a brighter type of acidity to the coffee. And depending on, some coffees will be strong in some areas and weaker in other areas. So how they develop and how they're roasted can impact that flavor.
Do you find that, in terms of your own tastes in coffee, do you find that there are different coffees that might be better for different seasons, different times of the day, you know, the way one might drink different teas?
Well, I think probably people in the morning time look for a little brighter, maybe more acidic, nice aroma, lighter kind of brighter coffee. Typically after dinner, just like if you do you want a deeper wine after dinner, something a little smoother, a little fuller, mm-hmm. less acidity, a little more like a dessert coffee.
Sounds as if there's every bit as much nuance as there is in the world of things like food and wine.
Right, right. There is. And it's pretty amazing. And that's kind of what we've been doing for years, has been looking at ways to develop our crop, our craft, and make the public a little more aware of the coffees that we're growing. And that's kind of what our festival is all about this Saturday.
Well, this is your big chance then, David. Thanks so much for talking
to
us.
That's right. And it's nice because a lot of the community turns out. There's music. There's entertainment. We've got a coffee fashion show that people can still sign up for where they're making fashions out of different coffee equipment. There's people that are doing beer that has coffee flavors to it. Jeff Shear from the Maui Tropical Plantation is doing a coffee-infused menu.
All coffee all the time, David.
That's right.
Thanks so much. David Gridley is the owner of Maui Oma Coffee Roasting Company and a board member of the Maui Coffee Association. The association presents 9th Annual Seed to Cup Coffee Festival Saturday from 9 to 3 p.m. at the Maui Tropical Plantation in Wailuku, and the event is free and open to the public.